We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
FM News Talk 97.1 On Demand Audio.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff joining us this morning from the London Center for Policy Research. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. How are you, motivator?
We're doing just fine this morning. We're just listening to the presidential wannabes for the Democrats calling the president of the United States a terroristic white supremacist. I think that covers it.
I sat here and thought, you know, if the shoe were on the other foot during Barack Obama's era, with all of the things that many people were saying on social media, had any candidate for public office made those kind of allegations against Barack Obama, you know, looking at some of his history with William Ayers, looking at his history with the pastor that had said GD America, all of those very profound things that labeled him in an extreme way, and even growing up in different cultures that may have made him sympathetic to some of the things that we've been trying to fight against in the Middle East. I mean, if any a candidate had used that platform, they would have never been considered or taken seriously. And yet the Democrats seem to thrive on this racism. They're going on and on, white extremism. I mean, this man has nothing but record low African-American unemployment, has done prison reform, has had multiple events at the White House for African-American pastors, African-American leaders of the historically black colleges. In fact, he's the first president to put that in the White House, the office that is the liaison for that. He has communicated with African-American leaders on multiple occasions, and Turning Point USA assisted, I believe, or was part of. He had young African-Americans that were in the White House just not even a month and a half ago. No matter what he says, what he does, this is what they want to run on. He has Jewish grandchildren, moved the embassy to Jerusalem, and it gets to be old. So here's what it boils down to. He was never a white supremacist or a neo-Nazi or whatever other name they have till he beat Hillary Clinton. And I want every Democrat to think about that. You have no evidence of such. And if you're going to parse words, why is your bar so dang high for President Trump and so low for all of these Democrats when you've got Joe Biden still standing there like he was in the White House when the Parkland shooting happened? And he didn't say it once, he said it twice. If your bar is going to be so high, then you better raise it for your Democrat candidates, because not only are they spreading lies and misinformation, I don't care what network you watch, you can clearly hear for yourself and read the transcripts by President Trump, and he has never said there are nice people on both sides. He had indicated immediately in that same speech multiple times that white nationalism, neo-Nazis, and all of these white extremists, or whatever labels you want to give them, are wrong, they're bad, there's no place for them here in the United States. It's just getting disgusting that he has to keep saying the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, you know, to Joe Biden's defense, when you've been anywhere for 45 years, it all starts to run together.
Oh, of course, and I don't fault him for that on that level, and that's why he seems to think that he's been a success, because he probably remembers one that happened 30 or 40 years ago, and he's still probably coasting on that. The man, I'm amazed that he's still as high as he is in the poll numbers. Like, I'm just like, come on, you're obviously, it's like, what is this, running for prom king and queen? We're going to go off of popularity now? Ooh, the most popular girl and boy. That is sad. That's a sad statement when even the Democrats know that he's not articulating in a coherent way. He's bumbling, he's stumbling. But you know what? I want Joe to be the candidate. I want him to be the nominee. The best thing we have going for ourselves is these Looney Tunes that think they're going to beat President Trump.
Right.
It's just comical. It is just a different cast of characters up there, and it's literally like watching cartoons on Saturday, because when they reshape the narrative, they literally will change history in their language, in what has happened, and articulate on a level. Beto O'Rourke, you're at less than 1%. You couldn't even win a Senate seat. And you run to Mexico to work with Mexico on immigration, but don't even work with Americans or veterans or show how you're going to help the United States. I'm just astounded that this is what they call a race for the presidency.
Yeah.
They want to sit there and criticize President Trump. What are you all throwing back at us? Garbage. But garbage.
I'm trying to throw a little love to a St. Louis company here. I told people they should invest in Tums because the Democrats are going to need a ton of it after 2020 if this is the best they have to offer.
Well, my hope is that, you know, a lot of Republicans are nervous and scared because they hear all this negative rhetoric. Well, what they have to remember is the average American is tired of it. They're sick of it. And, you know, when you're talking about calling everybody a neo-Nazi, a white supremacist, and many African Americans have benefited off of this administration, they get it. They know. Now, you've got the people that go along to get along. Those are people on both sides that are drones. But the actual people that are the one who meet the money where the money meets where the road is, or however that saying is, they know the situation. They're scared of President Trump because he's actually been a success. And power is never given up willingly. There's going to be a vicious fight. There's going to be savage remarks. There's going to be things said that are highly, highly inappropriate. I mean, when you listen to Bernie Sanders in Iowa, they all sounded like a bunch of idiots because they're like, this guy's this, and he's an idiot. Wow, that just sounded stupid.
Yeah,
he's a billionaire, and he's a success. But when you have to do name-calling and you're a presidential candidate, now, granted, President Trump will do it too, but it's always after he's been insulted first. It's always after he's already had the mud thrown at him because he's very good at pitching back. And throw him a fastball, he'll strike. I mean, he will hit it, and he will take it out of the park. He's a home runner every single time, and he sets them up for failure every single time. We are talking about Baltimore, and then this is terrible, and they go interview all these African-Americans that are in Baltimore, in those communities, and they said, no, Trump's right. And they had to shut that narrative down really fast.
Yep, they did, and he was right. He said, look at me for my next trick. I got all the Democrats talking about the rats in Baltimore. It was beautifully,
exactly.
Beautifully played. Jesse Jane,
oh, yes.
I'm out of time. Thank you so much this morning, and I'll direct people to your Twitter feed at Jesse Jane Duff, and we'll talk to you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.